There's a new kid on the political party block, but the party is led by a man with extensive political experience. That man is a former DA leader, Musi Memani, who at the weekend launched a new political party in the Lady Soweto, Build One South Africa. Musi Memani launched the One South African movement shortly after he resigned from the DA in 2019. Welcome, Musi Memani, on the line. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning and good morning to fellow South Africans. Really great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Is this a sidestep from the One South African movement, or was the formation of a political party always part of the plan?
No, you know, we always felt that we wanted to reform the Electoral Act to allow for direct elections by citizens. And we realized that we have a parliament that simply doesn't want to comply not only with the constitutional court, but with the will of the people. And as citizens are living in communities, they want to be able to directly elect their people so that their people can represent them. And in the failure of that, I felt that given that we're sitting at stage four load shedding, given that actually crime is on the rise, our kids are not getting educated, we can't wait for Parliament to do its job. So I decided that we needed to put a political party on the table to compete against the current status in its own terms and ultimately be able to bring about those communities under one body to say, let us work together to build the South Africa we want to see. And that's why the name Build One South Africa is really an affirmation of the fact that we saw progress, now it's time, and it's stalled, now it's time to build.
Just last year, there were over 300 parties that contested the local government elections. Why the need for a new political party when there are so many to choose from as it is?
Look, I don't think we've got all that much choice, because in truth, yes, sure, you might say there were 300. There's actually only 12 in parliament. And when you look at the 12 in parliament, you've got to say to yourself, what is the difference in ideas? What is the fresh bit that all the 12 are bringing? And what I'm saying to you is that there are 5.4 million South Africans who are sitting there still to this day saying to me, what is the alternative? We need a new alternative. And those citizens are sitting in rural communities, they're sitting in urban centers, and they themselves want to be in an organization that is non-racial, an organization that fights for jobs, that gives them the power, helps education. And so I feel this is what the market is at. Just because you might sit back and say, well, there's all of these parties. Truth is, citizens have not exercised the choices around those parties.
You made reference to a party that gives them jobs and non-racial. So, yes, what is it that Build One South Africa has to offer in terms of offering that alternative? What is it that you bring to the party? What should South Africa, or why should South Africans vote for Build One South Africa?
Because more than anyone else, we will empower the people. You know, because we've put it into the constitution of the organization that actually it's the communities that nominate the candidates, and it's the candidates who then stand that come from the community. That's the first most crucial thing. Political parties tell you their lists. They say, this is the person. Sometimes don't even know who the person is on the list. The other issue is that, as I've promised, we want to put a job in every home. That's about making sure that micro-enterprise and enterprises that sit in communities are supported. We're going to introduce a venture capital that will make sure that businesses that sit in Lanesia and communities can actually be upscaled. Why should the people who cook, who do various businesses, not be upscaled so that they can deliver for more? We don't maximize that economic output. We only look at the big businesses and ignore what sits on the ground. But to achieve that, it's not only just about capital, it's about infrastructure, making sure we deal with load shedding. And we've got a two-year plan for that, and to deal with water infrastructure and ensure that actually, when it's said and done, the safety of all citizens is prioritized by moving the national police to become much more of a regionalized police so that they can respond to the needs closer to the people.
Musi, will we see your name on the ballot box in 2024?
That will be Build One South Africa in 2024. That's the name that you'll see, yeah.
And where do you stand with regards to coalition governments, which is the future of politics in South Africa?
Undeniably, coalitions are the future. And what I want to do is be able to say, in 2024, can we stand ahead and invite the best from all the parties so that we bring a government that will deliver a future? So coalitions are part of it, but we can't decide up front to say we're going to work with this party, that party, this party. What we've got to say to ourselves is that, no, in fact, what we are going to do is share vision, organize the principles, and make sure that the citizens are at the center of the conversation. Because what's the use of having a coalition and citizens are not part of it? Because then you can change the mayor, the speaker, the this one, the president, etc., without people being involved. Let us know. Citizens in the country are engaged with the process.
Certainly. Thank you for your time this morning, Musi. All the best, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye.